Good evening. Welcome to Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. I'm Dearest Scooter, and I'm going to tell you a bedtime story. It's going to take your mind off of whatever's racing through your head, whatever thoughts are bopping around in there saying you got to do this, or, oh man, I can't believe I forgot about that. I really hope we get that big thing, or when are we going to get that? Man, I could really, whatever. You know, thoughts like that, or maybe you don't have, maybe whatever's on your mind. The podcast is going to create a safe place where you can forget about all those nasty thoughts. Just get distracted. Drift off to sleep as I slowly tell you a tale that gets more and more boring. If this is your first time here, I know it sounds strange. And believe me, it'll get stranger as we go along, but that's the concept. I tell you a boring story to take your mind off of things. It starts out a little bit interesting, and as we go, it gets more and more boring. If you want to find older episodes or show notes, you'll find them on our website, www.sleepwithmepodcast.com. Or you can find our episodes on Twitter, Stitcher, wherever you consume your podcasts. If you have feedback, it's feedback@sleepwithmepodcast.com. And that feedback can be good feedback or bad feedback, or, you know, just want to share something, funny story, something you dreamed about, book you read, whatever, art. I'm game. Let me know. I'm honestly interested in you guys. Or if you're creative and you have something you might think, you know, you want to share with me, if you're doing something creative, let me know, okay? I'm here to help you fall asleep, but I'm also, I don't know what I'm saying, folks. I was trying to, once again, I'm botching the intro. I'm trying to get a fast intro. We're on Facebook, on Twitter, at Dearest Scooter. If you can review and rate us on iTunes, that'd be great. I want to give a quick shout out to our Facebook friends or fans or likes. They're likes. So I don't know, this would be great feedback for someone that is our Facebook page even the right kind? I don't know. Gets confusing with all my, are you supposed, you know, let me know. But I want to say hi to Steph, Merlin, Ann, Kyla, Randy, Kathleen, Aaron, Adrian, or Adrian, probably pronounce Ann, Annie, Ann could be Annie, Kathleen, you're definitely Kathleen, Aaron with an E, Adrian or Adrian, Steph. Or it could be Stf, Merlin. Pretty sure that's just Merlin. Kyla, I could be pronouncing that wrong. Randy with an I. Thank you guys for saying. I just want to say hi to you. That's it. Let's move on to the episode, I think. And I hope I help you fall asleep. We're back with another episode of Get Besos, the tale of Richard Warren Sears and James Cash Penny's escape from purgatory and return to Earth on their quest for vengeance against Jeff Bezos, the internet entrepreneur they feel crushed their retail empires. Older episodes can be found at www.sleepwithmepodcast.com/getbesos, GETBESOS. Last couple episodes have been a build-up to a wedding between James Cash Penny and Angela Bezos. This is no ordinary wedding. There seems to be strange workings. Since James Cash Penny's technically dead, Angela Bezos has to go. She's using Mother Nature. Let's just get to the wedding. Why am I complicating things? Prepare yourself.
Prepare for another. Hey, buddy. Another episode of Get Bezos. Yeah.
All right, folks. We're back. Let me set the scene. We have, as we've said in the past, a breakwater filled with chum, hungry orca whales hanging above that breakwater about 5 feet. It's about, these aren't trained orcas, so they can't really jump much higher than five. Maybe, let's say they're 10 feet, hanging above about 10 feet above the water, the limit of the height of the jump. So the orca whales is a crane. Suspended from the crane, 10 feet from the water, is Jeff RW, and the guy from hell, who calls himself Willie from time to time. On the beach stands Mother Nature and James Cash Penny. And then an aisle running down the beach. What do you call it? What is that thing? A runner? Runner. A runner runs down the beach. And at the end of it, 5 feet from the end of it's a bungalow. You know, we've talked about bungalows the past couple episodes. It's where rich people hang out at the beach. Stationed around the area are different citizen soldiers. I don't know what you call them. There's a good term for them. But, you know, private for-profit soldiers. No, it's soldiers of fortune. That was the old term. That was when it was cool, when it was hip. Oh, I'm a badass. I'm a soldier of fortune. Now, you're just some dude looking to make a buck that can... what am I doing? I'm insulting soldiers of fortune, the modern-day equivalent. Just wrote my own death certificate. Luckily, this is only... Let's just delete that. Stationed around the beach are various soldiers of fortune, or members of the security contractor that Miss Bessels has hired to protect herself, and now her wedding. And then, emerging from the bungalow, is Lukey. Let me tell you about Lukey, but I'm sure you can picture Lukey in your head. So go ahead and get a good idea what this, the lowest man of the Amazon inner circle, a young man, Lukey, who gets pushed around a lot. He comes out, he's in a dress, flower girl dress. He's also carrying a chartreuse dress that's more of for a maid of honor. And he's got flowers. His knees are scraped, so he has one of those things called gauze taped to his knees. And he's also wearing the kind of wig you might see a Danish backpacker wear, with two pigtails or ponytails, however you refer to your tails. So Lukey's there, and Lukey's carrying his phone in front of him, and then he looks in, and someone's motioning from the bungalow, and then he hits play, and she's like, Lukey, turn it up. No one can hear Lukey, no one can hear you. Lukey, you have to turn it up. Lukey, turn it up. Lukey turns it up. I'm gonna rock with you all night and dance to the sunlight. Something. I think it's Michael and Janet Jackson, Rock With You. Or it might just be Michael, I don't know. And then Angela Bissos emerges from the bungalow. She's dressed in kind of a beachy wedding dress. Not even a formal wedding dress, just a nice white summer dress. And she looks good. I don't even know what else to say. She's a beautiful woman by any stretch of the imagination. Whatever is beautiful to you. And you can hear everybody gasping. Even Jif is like, whoa, man. And she, not only does she look beautiful, but you can tell that she doesn't think she looks good. She knows she looks good. And she, not only does she know she looks good, she feels good. And she sits there while the sweet notes of Michael Jackson and Janet Jackson play out over the beach. The sounds of orca whales grinding chum between their teeth and waves lapping. Sweet waves lapping against a rowboat that's distributing chum. Seagull passes overhead. Serene. Beautiful woman on the beach. Handsome man at the other end of the runner. Next to a woman who is only dressed in some sort of sea clothes. Clothes made from seagrass and such. Pretty nice view. Except for the people in the crane and the chum. Okay, Lukey, play the next song. Lukey hits the song. Let me take you on an escapade. Let's go. Escapade. We'll have a good... Hey, Lukey, that was... Oh, never mind, Lukey. Just pause it, because that's like for after we're married, like for our honeymoon. Okay, Lukey, go down the aisle and just, just never mind, just go. And then Angel looks a little bit disappointed, but she goes down the aisle. And then Lukey, just leave it playing. Lukey heads down the aisle to the sounds of Escapade. Me take you on an escapade. Let's go. Escapade, we'll have a good time. We'll leave your worries. And it's strange, because you have this beautiful, beautiful environment. And then this sweet song playing. And it does for a split second. Everyone's worries are left behind. And Angela just kind of glides down the aisle to Escapade. Let's go. Escapade, we... I don't know the chorus. I don't know whatever the thing that's not the chorus is, the actual lyrics, but everyone is struck by that everyone's thinking about an escapade, I guess. No, that doesn't work. Angela, she just glides down the aisle. James is waiting for her. Part of his worries are long gone, and they make eye contact, and it's kind of dreamy. James has just got this kind of goofy look on his face, and Angela goes down and slips her arm into his. She puts her head on his shoulder. It's one of those, like, tender, touching moments when you see that. You're like, wow, those two people, they're really, really a good couple, it looks like. She gives Mother Nature a dreamy look and sighs and snuggles in a little bit closer to James. And then the sweet sounds of Escapade come to an end. And there's like a little bit of a moment, silence, quiet, except for the water. Mother Nature, Angela tilts her head to Mother Nature. Mother Nature's pretty composed. She seems to have kind of reached some sort of transcendental meditative state during that escapade song. And she says, dearly beloved gathered here today, we are here to observe the wedding of Angela Bissos and James Cash Penny Larry Ibex to each other. And also, James Cash Penny's ascension or descension, I guess I'm not sure. Oh, dear. I just don't know. I was... A narrator just confused me so much. But James Cash Penny's transference into a man from a man from a thing. And we're going to get to that, and I've decided that will wed you first, my dear. Oh, because this is so beautiful and touching and wonderful, this moment. And I just think we should... Okay. All right. Oh, okay, Mother Nature. Mr. Cash Penny. Oh, wait one second. Lukey. You gotta change... Mother Nature, Lukey's gotta change his dress. Lukey, play the next song while... Let's wait. Is that the right note song? Yeah. Oh, let's wait a while before we go too far. Ba-da-ba-bum. Lukey runs into the bungalow and changes into a chartreuse dress, runs right back out. But da 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 da. That's all he knows, let's wait a while. But Angela and James are kind of swinging back and forth. And they're not thinking about it. I mean, she's probably not, I don't know. In a while, they're going to be waiting if this was any other circumstances, if you know what I'm saying. But they're kind of, well, she's strutting back and forth with them, and Loki runs back down the aisle, gets back. Am I far too far? I'm about to have something be true. Woo, 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 woo. So then that takes everybody's mind off of sex, and they just start thinking about sweet nothings. And Mother Nature says, James, Cash, Penny, Larry, Ibex, do you take Angela Bissus to be your wife? You know, the better and poor and all that. Do you take her to be? And he says, yeah, sure, yeah. Angela Bissos, do you take Larry Ibex, James Cash Penny to be your husband? I do. Okay, well, narrator, can I just take over from here? My dear, Mother Nature takes all weddings seriously, with the most seriousness of utmostness. And, well, usually, weddings are what, I mean, people are wed to help propagate the species. I don't even know. Is that why humans came up with it? I know I'm a humanoid, but I'm just a little goddess in a humanoid body. I don't understand these. This is a ceremonial thing, but I guess as we see these chum-eating mothers and sons of the orca whale, they do the same sort of thing, and it's just lovely. Well, my dear. All right, well, Miss Bessels, the future Mrs. Isaac, before I can pronounce you man and wife, we have to make your husband a man. I was thinking we could just marry you and then make him a man, but I guess I can't pronounce you man and wife. So how are we going to do this? You have him way up in that crane, the man whose life you're planning on me taking, right? Oh, yes, Mother Nature. Okay, so here, Lukey, where's the table? Where's the table? Pater. Yeah, that's your name, right? Oh, no? What's your name? Rolf? Where's Pater? Okay, go get Pater and you and get the table from my bungalow. It's got stuff, and don't drop anything. So then Rolf and Pater, they run back to the bungalow. They pull out this table. They carry it down the aisle. They get to the end of the aisle. Okay, so here's what we have, Mother Nature. We have something borrowed, which is the Horn of Jethro, which is borrowed from, I'm not sure, it was probably some ancient artifact which Gorbelli borrowed from someone, and James borrowed it from Gorbelli. So that's borrowed. Something blue is my Dory keychain. Dory, I love her. Dory. Because everyone thinks she's not smart, and then just wait. She's the smartest one up, and just wait. And then we have something borrowed, something blue, something old, which is in this lunchbox, which is slush from hell. And it's probably thousands of years old, because hell is so old. And something new, which is this Bident, which is just so new and shiny. So here's what I'm thinking, Mother Nature. I was thinking we'd stab Jif with the Bident, and then some of his blood would drip, and then it would get mixed with the chum, and they'd get a taste of him. Jif, honey, how sweet's your blood, Jif? Jif, can you hear me, Jif? He seems to be struggling with his bonds. Pater, no. What security contractor are you guys with that you're not, English isn't your first language? I don't care if it's German or it's not German either. Oh, Lord. Okay. We're going to, I guess we can't just stab Jif. Honey. Oh, James. Oh, Larry. Mrs. Larry Ibex, I'm just in such a hurry now to... Honey, you don't have a plan? I thought you were going to, like, just drop Jif in there. Calm down, Jif. Don't worry. And then he would get eaten. And then Mother Nature, what do you need to do? Well, my dear, it's a plan, supposed to be a plan. Mother Nature, what's that blah, blah, blah thing? Oh, no, I said the plants will pull him down from there. So the plants will pull him down. So they're going to pull him down. And, oh, so you're going to, oh, that's great, Mother Nature, some seagrass or some. Oh, yes, the seagrass from the sea will come up and pull him down. And then we could just, do you want me to have him quartered by the seagrass? Or do you want to do it with the Biden? Or what, my dear? Oh, Mother Nature, I don't know. That's such a, yeah, let's just, well, I think I should have an active part because I just, honey, yeah, just have the seagrass do it. Okay, and then what I was going to do, and James, you might not like this, but I was going to use the ice to freeze your friend R.W. and have him put in safekeeping by, Patron Rolf. I'm going to just go, why are you standing so close to me? This is my wedding, and you're supposed to be hired help, Peter Rolf, back away. Thank you. I was going to have Peter, and I was going to have Gunther. Yeah, Gunther's your supervisor, right? What do you mean he's on break? It's my wedding. Okay. Go get him now. I'm not paying. Okay. Thank you. And so I'm going to freeze RW and then put him in safekeeping with Gunther or something so that if you cross me or anything, honey, because I love you. Well, listen, honey, let's not meet. This whole wedding thing is just junk. What do you mean, babe? I mean, I've been faking it. What do you mean you've been faking it? Yeah, you don't think I'm some blushing bride, do you? That I was just waiting to marry you? You're dead. And no offense, but you're in a wool suit that is, like, scratchy. And what do you think? I just want to be Mrs. James Cashpenny, Mrs. Larry Ibex. I'm already the most powerful woman. I was already one of the most powerful women in the United States. Now I'm going to be the most powerful woman on earth. In the afterlife. Well, what do you mean, baby? What do you mean? Did you make some deal? I've been with Gorbelli all along, you fool. Just been, what do you think? Your buddy RW just came up with the idea to go to hell? So I'm about to make you all pay. I'm going to start with Jif. Jif, you are still going to be killed. You're just going to lose your life, though. So, Pater. No. Oh, you guys really, you really are idiots. I thought you were playing along. Okay, listen. I'm going to take this Biden, I'm going to poke you in the fucking eye. If you don't get Gunther, if he's really on break, believe me, you guys are screwed. You're going to go up there. One of you's going to climb out on that thing or press some button and Jif's going to drop right into the mouth of one of those orca whales. Got it? Then Pater backs off. Honey, can you relax? I'm not going to relax. You're all mine. I would cackle, but I'm not the cackling type, James. Don't I look lovely? Don't you consider yourself lucky to be my hubby? I was about to tell you the rest of my plan. All of a sudden the sound, like a marine horn sounds, and then all of a sudden this cutter comes flying in from out in the bay, and it's colored in the colors of the rainbow, and it's blasting its horn, and then this water cannon hits Pater, water cannon hits Rolf, water cannon hits Gunther, and they're all hit the ground soaking wet, stunned, because these are high-powered water cannons. And standing at the bow of the ship is Freddie Sprague, the former plant pervert. He's ringing the horn, he's shooting flares, he's manning the water cannon. He grabs the PA. He's got one of those blow horns that makes a sound. What do you call those things? Megaphone. Freddie Sprague is on the megaphone.
Attention whale abusers. This is the People's Republic of Warriors of the Sea and Eco. We're here to stop abusing whales. We're here to stop this wedding between a man and a whale or whatever. We have reports that you are abusing orca whales. We won't stand for it. We're using all peaceful means.
So he spray. They're still spraying. They start spraying James. They start spraying Angela with the water hoses. But at some point, Peter and Gunther and Luther or whoever the other Germans were, whoever these aggressive, hard-sounding named men were, they go into some bungalow. Was that what they were called? Cabana bungalow that has arms, weapons. So gunfight breaks out, and they're shooting from the beach, and they're shooting from the ship. But the ship is, established position. I don't know, protected position. So the guys in the ship pick off Peter, Gunther, and all the other guys. And then,
all right, please stop fire. We want a peaceful, this is an attempt at a peaceful stop of the whales. And, okay, you with the chum boat, you surrender?
And the guy in the chum boat, who I didn't even learn his name. Maybe that was Luther. But he has his hands up, and they send in a little landing craft, one of those Zodiac boats, I think they're called, with Freddie Sprague, and he pulls the guy back to the ship, and he sees RW up. RW, he notices RW Jiff, and then he sees James. He says, guys, I didn't expect to see you involved in this. And James like, Freddie, I'm the one that had emailed you at Sea Warrior or whatever your email. What was it? Prince of the Goldfish is my name now. Freddie Sprague, Prince of the Goldfish. Now, what are you doing here abusing orca whales? Well, Freddie, was it? Oh, why are you interrupting my wedding? What are you doing? I was just about to take power here. Well, I got to, ooh, I'm confused. Yeah, I'm confused. I was having a wedding, and then you spraying hoses. You sprayed me. I have a dress on, and now, luckily, it has layers, so you cannot see through it. But you can see right through Lukey's dress. Lukey, go cover up. Oh, I was just about to sacrifice Jiff to the... Oh, so you were the one going to sacrifice a man to a whale? You know, man's blood's no good for orca whales. You know how much heavy metals are in that guy? It's no good. Oh, wait, what were we talking about? And then Freddy's guys cut down, or they lower the boom or the crane with RW and Jiff and the Hell guy, and everyone gets together on the beach.
Buddy, was killing me. Oh, what was killing me? Oh, Lord, I'm confused. Oh. So confusing, this wedding, and strange things just keep boats, water hose, and,
Yeah. This is Jiff here. I just don't understand what's been happening. I mean, we were up, I had the sun in my eyes. Did I have sunscreen on? Angela, were you gonna, guys, James Cashpenny here. There's a lot of confusion here. Everyone's confused. I'm noticing.
People, it's me, Willie here. This is some sort of fog. Oh, this is a fog of knowledge. The veil of ignorance. Oh, it's the mist, something. We're getting, this is some sort of confusion on purpose. Okay, well, we just got to, what was the last thing anybody, oh, dear, I think I remember the power went out in my home, and you guys had trespassed in my home. What's your name again? You're, Ibex, right?
Angela's going to sacrifice an Ibex. Oh, dear. And they're kind of, everyone's kind of arguing, but they're not arguing about anything that makes any sense. And then Gunther and Peter get up as zombies, and they start heading towards the group. And the other guy, Luther or Willard, how come nobody names anybody Willard anymore? It's a great name, Willard. Well, there's Wilford Brimley. There's Willard Scott, I think was the... He was that guy before he was that guy on the Today Show. But I can't even remember that guy's name. But Not Matt Lauer, the weather guy, former weather guy. I don't even think he does the weather anymore. But anyway, unimportant. The zombies start going, and then the jam's like, oh, okay, wait a second. And they're dragging. And luckily, Jif, Angela, and Luki all watch The Walking Dead. So they're like, those are zombies. And Luki's screaming like a flower girl would scream if they saw a zombie, which I'm not going to do because obviously you're trying to sleep or you might be asleep already. So I don't want to scream like a flower girl that sees a zombie. But so they could start coming towards them. But everyone, well, why are those guys? What's wrong with the... Then Jif's like, oh, man, why are they split those seasons in half? Those are zombies, but I don't get it. Like, are they splitting the seasons in half so they don't have to pay people bonuses for the new season? Or is it just to be on both sweeps weeks? Or is it both? Or is it, I don't... Why, oh, man, why is... Oh, yeah, and Angela, oh, I can't believe... Carol, I don't want to spoil it for... Luki, he's still on season two, but Carol, oh, dear. Well, James, what are you guys talking about? Well, this Jif here, Jif, is this James is a very popular show called The Walking Dead. It's about, like, those guys that are coming at us, and they, something about brain. Okay, James Cashpenny sees some focus. So James digs deep, and he gets some focus and some sort of devilish mental cloud, and he grabs Freddie Spray. He shakes Freddie Spray. You spray me with water. Call. Spray this guy with some water. So they spray James in the face, and he shakes. And he goes again, and they spray him again. And this is like ice cold, high pressure water, which if James was a real human, it might even like mess his face up. But since he's only projected human, or I don't know what the proper term is, but post-life human. And then James, one more time, they spray him again in the face. And then James, okay, this has got to be, Freddy, you were out in the ocean. Where did you got my email? Freddy's like, well, you wouldn't believe it. There's all these sea serpents out there. And we were trying to get escape from a sea serpent. It was breathing fire. And as a, well, you saw a sea serpent breathing fire. Was it a? Did it have? How many heads did it have? Just one head. It just had. Oh dear. Yeah, we've been redoing heck down here in hell. We've been redoing a lot, and we'd taken all the submerged creatures and put them in a holding containment area, and power went out. They probably got out, but yeah, we've got a lot going on now. Okay, James Cashpenny's thinking, James, and I'm talking about myself in the second or the third person, but okay. So, the power went out on hell, and I almost married Angela, and everyone's confused. This is, okay, they need to stop us. And Willie, how do we put the power back on in hell? Or what are we going to do? You got to get to the center. Got to get to the center, which would be you got to go through all the, you know, you remember the tour rats. So there's no more circles, but they're still kind of, it's countries, but the worst people are still in the middle. So you got to get to the middle there, which would be like old Dante Alighieri. Dante Alighieri. What was that talking about? Hell. Oh, yeah, so you got to get to the middle, and there's emergency override there. And also there's an alarm, if you could shut that alarm off, because that alarm will alert heaven that there's some hell is broken down into chaos, and they're going to nuke hell. They might restart it or something, kind of like your DEFCON 4. Remember that movie, How I Learned to Worry, Stop the Bomb movie? What was that called? Doctor Love Me. Doctor Strangelove. Yeah, that was a good one. I don't know what you're talking about. Okay, we need to get into hell. Well, I locked it up. I locked them in there, but I guess it didn't work. But well, can I just open the Biden? I can open the Biden. But you're just going to go into hell? and just go in the mill and turn the power back on. Well, what if I don't? What's going to happen? Well, hell's going to keep... I don't know what Gore Belly has planned. Whatever Gore... Angela, you remember what... I feel terrible. My ambition has caved into a mass of confusion. I'll have to sort this out in another time. Oh, okay. Grab the Biden. Devil guy. Willie. All right. Open up a gate to hell. I'm going in there. James, you can't go in there alone. You'll be killed. Angela, you don't care if I get killed. Oh, that's right. Well, maybe now I do. I don't know.
Buddy, what are you doing? We'll figure this out. This is Willie guy, right? Willie, don't you got somebody? And we got Jeff. We need you to start thinking your big brain on. We need you to think like Gore Belly. Oh, I'm confused again.
Yeah, see, we got to get out of here. The confusion is some sort of byproduct or some sort of thing. We're getting hit with a confusion ray by Gore Belly. I don't know. I'm going into hell. And, well, the thing is, James Cashpenny, hell's going to be in chaos, and you're not equipped to deal with it. Like, you could bring the horn of Jethro, but we're going to need it here in case you don't succeed. So you're going to, I don't think, you probably, if you get eaten by some demon or something, you're just going to, I don't know. It's, I'm nice and protected in my office there, so I wouldn't go in there. Well, I have to. Otherwise, the world, all these poor people, they got these zombies that are right by us. Oh, wait, Lukey, what did you do? You poked them in the eyes. Oh, great job, Lukey. Wait, maybe Lukey. Lukey, are you a zombie or not? Or are you just pale? Okay, well, just Lukey, just stay away from us anyway. Yeah, Lukey, just go, so we don't need your help. What? Don't talk to me like that, Lukey. No, I'm not. I own the company now, bro. So don't bro me. I don't even know what that means. But just go. Or see that other guy. Go deal with that zombie. Okay, I'm going to go into hell. And if something bad happens, heaven will nuke it, right? Well, but there'd be some splash over. So I don't know what that means for your world here. Probably not good, but... You guys will just be some heaven, hell on earth a little bit, because I don't know what kind of riffs, and I honestly don't know what this Gore Belly is up to. She's confused as anybody, so what was I? Okay, open the rift to hell. Can you open in a specific spot, or I'll try to open in one of, I'm going to shoot for as close to the middle as I can get, and I'll try to focus. But I can't guarantee nothing there. What's your name, my back? Abel. All right, I'm on it.
Okay, buddy. What was that?
Don't worry, RW, don't worry. You guys stay here. I'm sure you're going to be fine. You guys are going to have to defend yourself against the living and the dead. But you guys are... Jeff, can you understand some of the stuff I'm saying? I think so. I think I can understand some of it. I'm processing. I mean, talk about all your beliefs being turned upside down. But luckily, yeah, I'm trying to think like an evildoer. Not easy, because I try to be optimistic. But yeah, I'm on it. And, well, I think I'm probably operating at like 17% capacity or something, where I'm usually at 22. Oh, come on, Jeff, don't brag, all right? Okay, you got the hell. Okay, I got a portal to hell right here, right in the sand here. What you're going to do is go down in this hole and go ahead, put your head in that hole. Just put my head in this hole. No, I'm just kidding you. I just want to see if you'd do it. What we're going to do here is, I'm gonna cut a portal here in the sand here. See that? That's scary. I did that already once. Yeah, I guess you came right through that lady's ear, so maybe you couldn't. Since you are going up and in, you might not have been looking straight down. It's quite intimidating. But remember, the gravity, you still have the human gravity, but there's all sorts of other forces, so you'll be fine. If you land in lava, just remember to move around. Or James, here, take this Miss Piggy lunchbox. Maybe the slush in there will help you. And here, we'll probably need this Biden and the Horn of Jethro in case, you know, the end of the world. We'll try to stave that off. Me and Bissell's here. And what's your name again? Ribble? Ribble?
My name, you idiot, is R.W., and I will be going with my best friend into hell. James, I know you're going to protest, but you're not risking your existence or whatever we're after. This is all my fault, people. And I'll just go, Jay.
Well, R.W., you can't just go. You don't.
Okay. Well, I'm going with you, buddy. I'd be honored to assist you, even, because my judgment is suspect at this point, buddy.
Richie, you're a brave man, and actually, I don't think I would have been man enough to ask you for your help, but I need your help. Are you ready?
Okay, buddy. James, come here. You think we could hold hands when we jump in there? Everybody, turn around. Jif, no looking. You too, Lucas. Whatever your friggin'. You, yeah, with the pigtails. I don't want you looking. Oh.
Well, I need to look because I gotta. I want to see you act all tough like you don't need friends. Now you're gonna hold your friends' hand. This is kind of nice. Honestly, I mean, I feel like maybe my time on Earth, all quick, my heart is growing or something because. It touched me. You just touched me. Even though I've been in hell like 7,000 years, and I'm touched.
Okay, buddy. Okay, you got my hair. Hold hands, and we're going to jump in 1, 2.
James, don't forget. I'm sorry about this whole mess, and I'm confused. Okay, all right, Angela, we'll get to it. Angela, it'll all make sense later. We'll figure it out. Okay, you'll be forgiven, everybody.
1, 2, 3,
and they jump into this pit in the dirt that opens up into hell, and it closes. Shoom! The Willy closes the hole behind them. So we're going to stop this week because, that was a strange episode. I mean, I feel like when I've been recording these past three episodes, the fog of confusion and knowledge, or whatever you want to call it, has been descending on me. It's hard when we're dealing with these. I don't know what I got myself into, to be honest, with all these heaven and hell stuff. And man, and I wish we had more time to touch on this. Wasn't the Rainbow Warrior, but whatever it was. And Freddy Sprague, he's not alive either. And he's like this goldfish, Prince of Goldfish or whatever. But I think everything's going to be all right. I mean, James Cash Penny and R.W. are back. They're back, and they're working as a team. So we got a hero, folks. And he's got a sidekick. And the world is at stake, I think. Or, you know, something's at stake. So rest easy. James Cash Penny. The world rests in the hands of a man that came up with a store that sells. And I guess like Sears... And pennies, I never understood them anyway. I mean, I was raised to shop at Marshall's. I think that was what it's called where I grew up, or Ross, you might know it as, or TJ Maxx. So even pennies and Sears, I think Sears would be a target spot. There's a little while I lived in the Bronx, in New York City. Bronx, boogie down Bronx. And the main place to go was Sears. There was a Sears. Kind of like in, I think it's Lola del Rio. Just like in downtown Oakland, there's a Sears. The Bronx is like way more built up than even downtown Oakland. Even it's mostly in San Francisco. Not important, though, but there was a Sears there. But other than that, I think I bought a vacuum cleaner once at Sears, and it didn't work out so hot. Or maybe it did, but... I don't know, Sears the place like you buy something and then you gotta pull around back and give them a ticket and then they give you what you bought? And then pennies, yeah, I don't know. I've probably bought stuff at JCPenney's and I'm not hating on it. Just always seemed like, I guess I wasn't the target audience. And what is the target audience? I think I've asked that question before. Is that like middle class people? Because the lower middle class, I would assume. I think I'm entrenched in the lower middle class. Making it about me, alert. But or whatever. Or maybe that's just how I guess I behave like a lower middle. Like, yeah, that's like your Marshalls. And Kohl's, you can roll in the Kohl's and get some Kohl's cash. Not a sponsor. Those are the kind of places. So it's like, and now, unfortunately, this is not to get political, but the middle class is kind of gone. And then you got your upper middle class. Those are your Macy's shoppers, I would say. Though Macy's does have some good deals time to time. So, not important. I guess, I don't know, I'm just trying to bore you to sleep. So, let's not make a big deal about these stores and their customers, because, you know, we all know that Amazon.com is where we're buying most of our stuff. And if you're ever, this is an advertisement. If someone in the audience is super rich, and you don't always already have an Amazon affiliate for your kid's school or something else you support, and you're going to make a huge purchase at Amazon, if you could go to www.sleepwithmepodcast.com/Amazon, there'd be some help for the podcast. But if you're like a regular person, you know, living paycheck to paycheck or more or less paycheck to paycheck, yeah, don't worry about it, man. Most of you got your Amazon affiliate already in check, so not going to monetize this. This is just a boring way to talk about monetization. I hope you fall asleep now. Maybe I didn't stir up any resentment, because then I got to kind of buy more time. Well, you know, I'm gonna get done with this, and then I'm trying to eat my dinner, and I got cookies. I made some chocolate chip cookies. So that might not help you sleep either. So, but I'm only going to eat like one or two. Thing I do with cookies is, I'll ball them up and then put the uncooked dough in the freezer in little balls. So then you make your cookies when you need them. So let's put this discussion, let's ball it up, put it on. A lot of people recommend using parchment paper. I find parchment paper a little pricey. So you could ball them up, put them on tin foil. I just put them right on the cookie tray myself and then peel it off. Sure, you gotta do a little washing. Maybe not the best use of resources. I don't know, I'm not a mathematician, I've said it in the past, or a physicist, so I don't know what uses more resources. Washing a cookie sheet with cookie crust on it, or throwing away parchment paper. Maybe you can reuse parchment paper or foil. For all I know, I'm just throwing that stuff out the window. So yeah, I hope you get a good night's sleep. I don't take it lightly. That's why I'm just droning on and on, just in case. Just in case that one person, and if you can't fall asleep, I've been there too. I think the only thing I can say is I read something today. I was reading, skimming a book, and saying, you know, just remember this is going to pass too. This moment might not be great, but it's going to pass too. And I know it's the worst thing to say when you can't sleep, because that's the one time when, frig, you know. Well, you know, so. But just get up and do something. Breathe. Yeah. But I got to get to these cookies, so sorry about your problems. Oh, what a terror, yeah. So, yeah, good luck with that. No, seriously, I got to go deal with these cookies. But seriously, I hope, if I can't help you sleep, I hope I let you know that someone else recognizes your suffering, okay? And that you're not alone. There's other people that listen to this podcast. That was the one thing for me when I couldn't sleep. I always felt like no one understood. And that I was all alone. And that no one was going to help me or cared. Or they said, oh, I care about you. Oh, but you just got to get over it. No, I can't sleep. I can't get over it. So that's a message to carry forward. Let's wrap that message up. Let's put it in the freezer and the fridge. Put a little piece in your pillow because it won't rot away. It's that, hey, there are people that know how you feel. Or at least can relate to how you feel. So you're not alone. It might feel that way, though. But you're not. not? And in this universe, in a metaphorical spirit way, James Cashpenny's on the case, all right? So rest easy. Our hero, or the man that's become our hero, or a man that's become my hero, you might despise him, is working on it, all right? Good night.